Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Exodus 20:12.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Living Out God's Love was written by Tim Gustafson and read by Stephen Tabor.
Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 17 and 20 through 21. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. God has come to test you, so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning." The people remained at a distance while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was. Living Out God's Love, written by Tim Gustafson. Brandon's father was dying of cancer in his 50s. Wanting to help, Brandon talked his parents into moving in with him so he could assist them. His dad loved the tropics, but could no longer travel. So Brandon got creative. He landscaped a pond behind his house, stocked it with fish, and installed a waterfall that tumbled over rocks. He trucked in 3 loads of beach sand, added banana trees, lights, and tiki torches, and built an awning for shade. His dad spent his last days enjoying a backyard island paradise. Brandon's actions reflect the kind of harmony between parents and children envisioned in Exodus 20. There, God, through Moses, instructed the children of Israel, "Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." That directive grows out of the commands to love and respect our Heavenly Father and bridges to the last 5 commands, which instruct us how to love and respect our fellow human beings. Don't murder. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't covet. Honoring parents might come easily for some. For others, it's extremely difficult. There's too much pain and distrust. Old wounds refuse to heal. We can commit them to God our Father, who understands that pain. He enables us to live in His love. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, teach us to honor others with sacrificial love, even when relationships are painful or complicated. Heal our wounds and empower us to reflect your commands through acts of grace and care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As you go about your day, reflect on these questions. What does it mean for you to honor your parents? What obstacles might you face to do that?